Dave Fitzsimmons is the president and CEO of Woodland Cemetery, where the co-inventor of the airplane is buried.
The memorial service will start at 3 o'clock and have such speakers as General Jack Hudson, who is director of the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. Mayor Leitzel here from Dayton will present a proclamation. Neil Armstrong, engineer and flyer, as he wishes to be called, will present the keynote address. That'll be followed by the memorial service itself, led by Dr. Wendy Dykeman from United Theological Seminary. And as a part of that, there's a moment of silence. All the church bells in the city of Dayton will be ringing. All of the businesses, et cetera, will stop and come to a stop for a minute to honor the memory of Wilbur Wright. That'll be followed by a eulogy from Rick Young, who is a Wright historian. And then Amanda and Stephen Wright will present a segment called just simply Uncle Will. Weather permitting, there's a flyover that will begin the program at 3 p.m. by the Wright B flyer. And at the end of the program, there'll be a flyover by the Waco Historical Society. And they'll also do the missing man formation. Taps and placement of the wreath will conclude the program.
In addition to today's ceremonies honoring Wilbur Wright at Woodland Cemetery, the centennial of Wright's death is being marked in Dayton throughout the year. Edward Roach is the historian at the Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park.
August 18th, a Saturday, we have our annual Wright Brothers Huffman Prairie Aero Carnival, which takes place at Huffman Prairie Flying Field, where the Wright Brothers tested their airplanes in 1904 and 1905, and later where their company had a flying school. We have bicycle tours in Dayton that leave from the National Park at different points through the summer that commemorate, that go to different places in Dayton, connected with the Wrights, connected with Wilbur and his life, and with Orville, and with the history of aviation. And then in October, we'll have several events that are still under development connected with the anniversary of the park's establishment, which took place in October of 1992.
For those who have not seen the park, and it is a national park, as you mentioned, what does it look like?
Well, this is a multi-unit national park. We have five units that are open to the park that are geographically separate. We have a core unit in West Dayton, Dayton on the west side of the Miami River, which has the building in which the Wright brothers had their printing business from 1890 to 1895, and the building in which they operated their Wright Cycle Company from 1895 to 1897. It's the last of the buildings in which the brothers had their bicycle shop that's still standing in its original location, since Henry Ford removed the one in which they were working when they invented the airplane and took that to Michigan. The park also has the Huffman Prairie Flying Field, which is on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, but is accessible through a public gate.
Wilbur Wright died of typhoid fever in 1912. His brother Orville lived on until 1948. I'm Steve Hirschberg.